Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser from Bloomberg Radio.
Well, this week's cover story, we talked about it earlier with Brett Biegun and Jill Weber of Business Week. It's the Bloomberg 50. And as part of our virtual reveal that we did yesterday of the names on that list and the individuals on that list, I actually caught up with someone who was on last year's Bloomberg 50 list. And we're talking about the chairman and CEO of Chipotle Mexican Grill, Brian Niccol. He is now in the job for about 2.5 years. And in this excerpt from our conversation, Brian talks about the importance of really understanding your customer. Check it out.
You know, you understand about companies dealing with crises and having to think about their customers, think about their employees. You really righted the ship when you got to Chipotle back in 2018. So when you first got there, what did you want to know after, you know, the problems at the company? What did you want to know about the customer and where they were, what they were thinking about your brand?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The very first step was, where are our customers? You know, what are their thoughts, feelings, trust, level of engagement, you know, belief systems. So, you know, step one for me was understanding that. And then also the other piece too was understanding where our employees were. You know, our company, our experience is really driven by our employees. So did they feel like they were on their front foot? Did they feel like they were on their back foot? Because if their experience is, you know, one of defensive, I think our customer feels that it's a defensive experience as well. So we really spent a lot of time, frankly, in the first couple months, diving into understanding both of those things. And frankly, that's what's driven our strategies from day one.
Well, and it's interesting. What did you maybe learn about those first 2 years in the company and dealing with that and then getting to the current crisis? And again, the customer, right, was worried. Your employees were worried as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, look, when we went back, you know, if you rewind the tapes here a couple of years ago, what consumers were saying to us or customers were saying to us is, you know, you guys need to get back to talk about what makes your company special. You know, remind me why I feel good about eating at Chipotle. And, you know, the answer was they felt good about eating at Chipotle because it's real culinary. It's ingredients with integrity. You know, we take a different approach to how we prepare and cook our food. And so that was really what enabled strategy number one, which was around being more visible and, you know, frankly, more loved. And, you know, we really set down that mission of just talking about what makes Chipotle unique. The other thing that we knew we had to do was dial up our culture of safety and wellness. And, you know, our employees, they viewed the practices as more of an initiative, not an ongoing culture. And, you know, in my opinion, it's like, look, we can only have employees working if they're 100% healthy. So it sounds harsh, but we had to install a zero tolerance policy on this, where if you don't do the wellness check and you're not honest on your wellness check, you will lose your job. Like, we've got no tolerance for that. And so that was a tough, you know, couple months, because you know, I got a lot of emails from people saying, like, I can't believe I lost my job because I didn't do wellness checks.
Wow.
And, you know, it was like, look, this is our culture. If you want to be a part of our company, that's what we do. And also, if you're not truthful, we've got two problems. One, we're a company of high integrity. And two, you know, you're putting our company at risk when you're not truthful, whether or not you have symptoms. And oh, by the way, we have a program where you get paid sick leave. So there's no incentive, you know, to not tell us the truth. So, you know, doing things like that, that materially changed the culture. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes a couple stories being retold about we're really meaning business on this zero tolerance approach to wellness and food safety, as well as then, you know, reminding our consumers why they love Chipotle was at the forefront of what we really instituted day one. And, you know, that just got us back to running great restaurants again. You know, it was like, look, if we know we have healthy employees, we know we're practicing the right protocols, we can focus on making delicious guacamole, terrific chicken, you know, the rice correctly. And every detail matters in our business.
Right. Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline, it's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
So, you know, this was a crazy year, disruptive. It was an upsetting year, as you well know. You guys, you're very purpose-driven. I mean, it's really in the DNA of your company. How have you as an organization and as a company kind of demonstrated that in 2020?
Yeah, look, you know, I think I'm really proud of how our company has done that. I think we've been tested numerous times on whether or not we were going to be true to our values and our purpose. And I think we've stepped up and done that in every way, you know, so whether it was when the pandemic hit, you know, I had a lot of employees that were worried they were going to lose their job. And mm-hmm. then when they realized, you know what, we've got a really healthy balance sheet. Fortunately, we are an essential business. We're going to be able to continue to operate. Not only are you not losing your job, we're going to, you know, because I know other people in your family probably have been impacted, we're going to increase wages for temporary. And we honored first quarter bonuses because look, January and February, the guys were doing an unbelievable job. March hit and it wiped out what have been their bonus. And that just wasn't the right thing to do. And, you know, fortunately we were in a position to do it. So we did it. And, you know, it was those types of examples that, you know, I think we stepped up with our values and making those decisions consistent with our values time and time again. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen our Roundup for Real Change program that we've instituted as well, but, you know, we did that because we wanted to participate on a bigger level on these various causes that are important, from, you know, historically Black colleges all the way to the FarmLink program that we're doing right now.
And that was the Chipotle Mexican Grill chairman and CEO, Brian Nickel. Caught up with him yesterday at our Bloomberg 50 reveal event. And he was part of the B50 list last year because of the incredible turnaround after the food poisoning incidents at the company that really pushed down Chipotle as a company and as a share. Brian came in and really turned it around. The stock was on a tear last year. It's continuing its run up this year. You can listen to more of that interview. It's on our weekend show on Bloomberg Radio and also on our podcast feed at Bloomberg.com. And I don't know if you've heard recently that Chipotle opened up its first digital-only restaurant in the U.S. It's in Highland Falls, New York. And what it does is it requires customers to order in advance online or through a third-party delivery company, and then orders can be essentially picked up from a lobby that it says will have kind of, or that does have the sounds and smells of kind of a kitchen and kitchen views of a traditional restaurant. And apparently it's going to allow Chipotle to enter more urban areas where a full sit-down restaurant just doesn't make sense. And one of the big strategies and themes of Chipotle, and really since Brian Nickel came on board, was digital and digitization of the company. And they even were already ramping up their strategies prior to the pandemic. But when everybody was working from home, living at home, and ordering in, they even increased it even more to really tap into the markets and the needs of individuals and consumers at home. And digitization and digital ordering really took off at that company. So again, check out that full interview. As I mentioned earlier, it's in our weekend show. And you can find it certainly at Bloomberg.com and also wherever you get your podcasts.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kruszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.